Greetings, senor.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Friday!
That's Sluggo saying it's Friday.
Oh, I didn't know. Is it?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
You're so excited about that.
Hey, by the way, right before Aerosmith there, I had to throw on the theme from the Monkees. Very sad to hear about Michael Nesmith. Such
yes.
a big fan of his, man, from way back when. And you know that, and now they say, and of course, there's only one Monkee left, but Rodney Bingenheimer, our good friend from Carol Q, was actually almost cast in the role of Davy from that show.
Right, but he... wasn't.
No, he ended up being on an episode where he was like the twin whatever.
So are we counting on looking. Him as a
yes. As yes, a I think he needs to step up and start doing Monkees covers and you know, let's call him at home today. I'm sure he'd love to hear from us.
I would love that.
Let's do it.
He's a big fan of mine.
Hello.
That's your Rodney.
No, that was terrible, wasn't it? Usually I'm really good. I just
got
couldn't.
A British accent.
Yeah. He's faking it, I guess.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah, there you go. Well done. Anyways, very sad to hear about Michael Nesmith. Love that dude.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
It's Friday.
It is.
I don't know if we mentioned that. That means our All Request Fest happens at 5 o'clock.
Which is going to be a little weird because we're kicking off a thing for the weekend. It's party songs A to Z. So maybe it's more like you guess what's coming up or something. I don't know.
No, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
I'll go home early.
There was a woman in Florida who was arrested after having sex in a restaurant.
Florida?
Mm-hmm.
That can't be right.
Right?
That's weird.
What are the chances of that?
In a restaurant, huh?
Yes.
Nice.
There's a basketball announcer who insists on talking about the sex life of snakes, which is really weird.
That's very bizarre.
And on Jimmy Kimmel last night, they did a thing called the Christmas Karens.
There's a lot of them out there, unfortunately.
We've all seen too many of them.
Yeah,
and there was one at San Diego City Council. Did you see her?
No, I haven't seen her.
She was trying to sing along with Mariah Carey.
Oh, man.
And Mariah Carey is tough to sing along with, regardless of what you think of her music.
Tough to listen to, too.
Yeah, both.
No, I'm just
but also, she's got a really good voice.
Yes, she has a very good range.
And the woman, Karen, in San Diego apparently did not. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Look at that boring day out the windows. How boring.
It's nice and clear. I love it. Love the sun. Love it.
Screw the sun.
Couldn't love it more.
To hell with the sun.
Wow.
Put it out.
Sluggo's in a mood. I got a tweet from somebody that was a college basketball announcer.
Okay.
And it says, Mark Adams giving Bill Walton a run for the weirdest dude calling college basketball games for ESPN. Because Bill Walton is insane.
Over there, way out there.
This is an announcer, and I didn't understand it at first, but he's got a little stuffed animal snake.
Okay.
And he says this during a basketball game while the guys are lining up for a free throw.
So if you're a rat in, say, Central Africa, good luck against the ball python. It's not going to work out very well.
He said what?
If you're a rat in Africa, you can't walk against a ball python. It won't work out very well.
Okay.
Continue. He becomes sexually active, Mike, at about 5 years old. And as a matter of fact, right now is at the end of their mating season. So you got to think that Seven the Snake is probably pretty happy right now that mating season is basically close to being over.
All right. So
you are very proficient in this area.
What in the actual hell?
So I had to do some research to find out what in the actual hell.
And did you find what in the actual hell?
The first response was ball pythons become sexually active in about 2 years.
Oh, so he's incorrect.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And then another one says, I was going to say that sounded wrong.
And so that's the comment.
Okay, so how helpful. Does it fit into a basketball
right.
game?
Right.
What the actual F does this have to do with the game at hand?
You know what? Can I just throw out a theory?
Yes.
It was a bet. He had to say
nope.
it. Something weird.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. All right. There goes my bet.
The next one, it's a good thing you didn't bet.
Yeah.
The next tweet was number 23 for Ohio State, Zed Key, who was the guy they had the camera on, has a python named Seven.
Oh.
It gets talked about every game.
There you go.
Jay Bilas was intrigued by it, but this time it went way too far.
He's very excited about their mating season and stuff.
You know what I think ESPN does is I think they take the local games and put some of them on ESPN.
Oh, sure.
And so this is probably a smaller announcer that usually does smaller teams.
And usually only three people hear the
weirdness. No one hears it. And then there's somebody who said, this is a friend of mine, but what the F?
I would think we need to encourage that sort of thing. You know, be talking about the mating rituals of various animals during different basketball games and you know, football games. And
feel like that's necessary. I feel like perhaps Mark Adams needs to be
dare you, sir? Right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas. Yes,
unbelievable.
For sure. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, he had a recap of a hilarious woman in San Diego who was singing to a city board of some kind.
That's not why we're here, lady.
Yes, it was why she was there. And she was holding up her phone, playing Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas,
right,
and singing along with it with words that she made up.
Oh, my God.
I've seen a lot of videos of people saying ridiculous things at county board meetings lately, but this one is special because this one has a holiday twist. This happened at a meeting of the San Diego Board of Supervisors this week. Somebody got a little Mariah carried away.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Ooh, she's not good.
It gets worse.
Is she under the impression she's got a good voice?
I don't know, but she seems to be really enjoying herself.
Just body autonomy. I don't care about the variants because of natural immunity.
I guess it could be worse, but still.
It's like Karen karaoke there is.
Ivermectin, not just horse paste, and hydroxychloroquine, vitamin C and vitamin D, then the zinc and quercetin.
This is when you stop and go, why am I in city council?
City council, and this is my nightmare, and it's probably the last person before you can go home.
Right. I might get up and just walk out of that
same
point.
I won't wear a useless mask. I don't need to stay at home.
You need to stay in a home, it sounds like. But Karen mania has been sweeping this country for like the last 2 years. And here in Hollywood, there's a new musical right across the street from us. It's called The Christmas Karen. They're doing like 18 shows a week. They're right next door to the Marshalls. And joining us now to give us a sample of what they do, please welcome the original cast of A Christmas Karen. That's right, doing classics like this, Oh Christmas Tree.
Stop filming me, stop filming me. I don't want to go viral. Stop filming me, stop filming me. As I start to spiral, I'm screaming in the parking lot. Put on a mask, I think not. Stop filming me, stop filming me. I'll lose my job at Michael.
What a beautiful thing that is, huh? How beautiful.
Jimmy.
Merry Christmas Karen.
Yes.
There are a bunch of other songs on last night's Jimmy Kimmel Live, too, if you want to go back and check it out.
Starting today in just about an hour at 5 o'clock and all weekend long, it's Party Songs A to Z, alphabetically, which is really hard to do
for
some of us, you know what I mean? So you're not going to hear that song for quite a while. R, Running with the Devil, I'm guessing, I don't know, Saturday morning,
Saturday
3 a.m.,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, I would guess so. I have a small complaint to register.
Yay! All right, Karen?
There's a store by my house, and the parking lot of that store is God's waiting room. That's what I call it. Because
help me.
Because I feel like this is what happens. Mm-hmm. Your experience when you park there is there's someone that's got their signal on and they're not moving.
Right.
So you go around them, and then there's somebody else that's trying to pull into a spot and then backing up and then pulling in and then backing
up. Which is just apparently the hardest thing in the world to do.
And the whole parking lot is full of 90 plus. I think what happens is people sort of get tired of taking care of their parents, and they just say, go drive around that parking lot. And then at some point, God says, come on up. And their car is just abandoned and they tow it away. I think that's what happens.
We don't want to say what the place is, but I'm guessing it's a particular grocery store that notoriously has rough parking. That's my guess. Is it a grocery store? Should we make a bet on this? Oh, damn.
No, it's
another
it's
place.
Easy parking.
Oh, really?
It's bad parkers.
Right.
They're terrible
ancient
drivers.
Parkers. You know, if I had my Model T, I'd park no problem.
But as it is, I'm going to try for the 67th time to get into this spot. Dear Lord.
So do you have a solution for it?
Home. Let's get going, God.
Take more.
Away.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
On the precipice of a weekend, my friend.
Yes.
The only thing that would make it better is if it were yesterday's weather today.
I mean, it's pretty nice today. It's really nice out today.
Yeah, it's nice. Who cares?
Criminal charge for breaking sink during sex. This is a gross story, but of course it comes from Florida. Of course it does.
Breaking a sink whilst enjoying activities.
Yes.
Wow.
So they were at a Irish bar.
They were in the bathroom at that Irish bar in Florida.
First of all, gross.
Clearly they don't have very good sense of smell.
That's nasty.
Was it occupied? Hey, can you wait a second, please? I'm busy in here.
That was a sink. It wasn't a toilet. It was a sink.
Right, but I mean, they're in the,
They have the whole thing
meanwhile,
locked.
Yeah.
So the restaurant staff found them in there having sex, and they threw them out.
Get out of here.
Get out of there. Get out of here. What are you doing?
Do that in the alley.
Leave the restaurant.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They just went to the bar.
Oh, they went to the bar. Okay.
Had a few more shots.
Like you do.
Then returned to the bathroom. Having sex on the sink.
Again.
So twice.
Poor sink.
That's gross.
I was not made for this.
And then the sink just ripped away from the wall.
I can't take it anymore. I'm going to kill myself.
So we're going to take your calls. Imagine a sink uprising in Florida. Like what that sink has seen.
Right.
And now it's like, nope, this is too much for me.
Shut it down.
I'm out.
Yeah, have you ever broken anything while in, I don't know what
I'm having
sex.
Have you ever broken anything?
But you guys out there.
While having sex.
Yes.
Car seat.
Window.
A window.
Lamp.
Sure,
a television.
Lamp,
got knocked
a couch. A park bench.
Grandma.
An office chair.
An office chair.
You know that happens.
Desk. Yeah, definitely.
955 KLOS. A bed frame.
Right? Floorboard.
Hyman? What? We're talking about a woman from Florida who was arrested after having sex in a bathroom of an Irish pub.
Because she broke the sink.
Because the sink got ripped off the wall. That does not seem like a cleanly situation.
And a very loud situation.
But we're looking for what items did you break while having sex?
Yes, my seat on my old 66 Mustang.
I'm sorry, what?
What on your Mustang?
The seat.
The seat.
The driver's seat. She bared down, and I snapped the back of the seat. And I'm like, no, don't stop. Keep going.
Sure.
And then a few weeks later, I got with a new girl. And she's like, hey, how'd you break your seat? And I'm like, yeah, about that.
It was an accident. It was a car accident. We got hit. It was fine, though. It's all good.
I guarantee it wasn't having sex with someone else.
Gino, Debbie.
That's my story. I'm going to hear it. All right, man. Thanks.
Thanks for calling. And that's a damn shame to do to a 66 Mustang.
Right?
But, you know, if there's going to be some reason for it, I suppose that's a good reason. KLOS, hello, you broke something during sex?
I was having sex in a phone booth and we tore the phone off the socket.
You tore the phone off the socket?
That's not easy to do.
Where the attachment's in the phone booth, I ripped it right off the wall section in that corner where...
How did you rip that right off?
She was leaned over to a little counter thing that they have with
Oh, gotcha.
And got a good grip and as she reared back, she ripped the damn thing right off the wall.
That's awesome. Well done, sir.
Nicely done.
Superman would not approve, but we do.
We do applaud that.
Thanks for calling. You broke something during sex. 818-955-KLOS.
The Florida woman was arrested after having sex in a restaurant bathroom, and she broke the sink off. She broke the sink.
Well done.
Ripped it off of the wall having sex.
So marvelous.
What did you break during sex?
The doorknob on a bathroom at a park.
The doorknob on a bathroom at the park.
Yes, we got locked in while doing it.
Oh, wait. First of all, a bathroom in a park.
Yeah.
Was it in Beverly Hills by any chance?
No, it was not.
Did it involve you tapping your foot?
No, it's
not. Okay. Why? How did you... where do we start?
It was one of my exes. We were going at it, and I apparently forgot to lock the door, and somebody kind of opened it on us.
Mm-hmm.
She freaked out, jumped out, and tried to lock it, but when she tried to lock it, it broke.
How long are you stuck in there?
Like 2.5 hours.
So you finished?
Of course we did.
Okay, that's...
We have to wait until the park ranger came around.
Oh, no. Oh, the bleeding park ranger, no less.
What have you kids been up to in there?
There was no smartphone at the time, so we just kept knocking out.
Dude, I got to tell you, I can't imagine being stuck in a park restroom for 2 hours, let alone having sex.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS. What did you break during sex?
Brand new bed.
Mm-hmm.
It got so intense that bed frame broke.
The wooden ones that go across the bed frame?
Yes. I broke every freaking one of them.
Are you sound like you're bragging.
Absolutely, man. I was a happy camper, man, because I did my job right.
It is kind of funny how when something like that happens, even if things are destroyed, you're like, I'm good with this, man. I've done well today.
I've accomplished in life what I needed to accomplish.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there. You broke something during sex?
Actually, she did.
All right, what was it?
It was a hotel bathroom in the shower, but had the tub, and she had one leg on the water faucet where the water comes out, and too much weight on one side.
Oh, did it shoot water out of the...
Water all over the place, man. Water all over the place. But it was well worth it.
Yeah,
well
sure.
Worth it.
See again. There you go.
Doesn't bother you. That's the place is spouting water, and you don't care.
Yeah, and the whole place is going to drown. We got it done. Yeah,
definitely worth it.
Well done.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. What did you break during sex?
We're talking about things that you broke during sex.
Yeah, so it started out, we were drunk. You know how that goes.
Sure.
And, I'm not exactly sure what we did, but the next morning there were three holes in the wall, a nightstand drawer was broken, and three pictures were on the floor that were broken, and she had a bruise on her forehead.
What the hell? And you don't know how any of that happened?
We were shit-faced, and all that goes.
Yes, and, I do.
All I know is I was magnificent.
That seems to be a common thread with every call.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What were the pictures of? Was it like mom and dad that would be looking on, not approving by chance?
No, the kids and stuff like that.
Very nice. Very nice.
Well, man, that's awesome, dude. Right,
thank you.
Thanks, dude.
I was putting in work. KLOS, hello.
I broke my toilet while trying to jam my bathroom now.
Well, we're sorry about that.
No, we're not.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Thanks for calling.
No afternoon is complete without a call from that guy. KLOS, hello.
Hey, does the woman's cherry count?
No, it does not.
Oh, I don't know. It kind of does.
Mm.
But I suppose that would be a lot of phone calls.
I don't think so.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing?
Good, thank you. You broke something during sex?
Me and my wife were on the bed, and the whole bed collapsed.
Oh, that's cool.
The whole bed collapsed.
Did you keep going?
Yeah, of course.
Yay! Good. That was kind of fun. You're like, oh, man, all right.
Hey, whatever. Turn it's worth it. Let's go.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. What did you break during sex?
Does somebody's front tooth?
Yes.
Yeah, it absolutely counts.
Yes, it counts.
How did that happen?
Well, we were in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of slipped and broke his tooth out.
Oh, wow.
I'm guessing that didn't continue then. That ended it.
Well, yeah. I knocked his tooth out. Yeah, I was pretty much done.
Nice work. Was it worth it?
Well, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. There you go. I knew it.
It is amazing.
It's worth it.
It is amazing.
It's all worth it.
I love it. Thank you for calling. That's awesome.
All weekend long, it's KLOS party songs A to Z. On Southern California's Rock Station. 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
What are you putting in your little thing?
It's
there?
Not
your
vodka. I don't know why you would say that.
Well, let me have a sip. Can I have a sip?
Nope.
Damn it!
It's a Party Songs A to Z weekend. We're all the way up to the letter A.
Whoa!
I don't know why I was going to start with a number because it's
it's just A to Z. We're going to get through this by the time next year comes around.
Correct. Yes.
Damn it! Because we are in the A's and Anarchy in the UK. That fits our precious little A to Z Party Songs Weekend.
For All Request Fest.
Oh, that's right. That's what we're supposed to be doing.
Oh.
But we're not. No. Why? No, not right now. We're too lazy. Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe next weekend. You want to do it next Friday?
Sure.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is our Party Songs A to Z Weekend. And that's Animal. We don't have a request for Pink Floyd.
Well, then let's play it.
What was that for a cell? Good.
perfect. Hello, KLOS Radio.
Kevin and Slogo, long-time listener. Definitely enjoy the show. You guys did a great job.
Thank you.
What would you like to hear on our precious little A to Z party weekend?
Maybe Icy's Back in Black.
That's absolutely perfect. It actually fits in our countdown of A to Z party songs.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
There are so many covers of that song and a lot of ska ones, which makes sense. It sort of lends itself to
sure it.
Bang! The drum all day. Todd Rundgren, our precious A to Z party songs weekend on KLOS.
KLOS has a very Metallica Christmas gift for you, which includes tickets to see Metallica in Vegas.
Nice.
A two-night stay at the Sahara.
Nice.
Passes to a pre-show Blackened American Whiskey Party.
Nice.
$100 gas card and a $60 Visa gift card. Earplugs not included. Register to win today at 955KLOS.com. It is that simple. And we hope you have a very Metallica Christmas from all of
us. Oh!
So what?
Oh, look at the time!
Oh, it's time to go.
Oh, my God! It's the weekend! I'm so happy.
It's the A to Z party songs.
That's right.
I'm sorry, Gene Simmons of Kiss. What did you just say?
I would have continued playing if it wasn't for stupid Paul Stanley being a bitch. Paul Stanley calls me up and he's like, "Are you ready to rock? Because I'm not ready to rock. I've got COVID." And I said, "Paul Stanley, quit being such a bitch. Just inject something into your measly little saggy hairy body and we'll go out and we'll play a show." But no.
So is he feeling better now?
No, he's a mess.
He's not. Okay, he's a mess.
He looks horrible. His plastic surgery is terrible. He's not all natural like me.
No. Referencing the COVID itself.
Yeah, just does he feel okay?
His illness, yeah.
That's all.
No, I'm sure he's fine. I don't know. I haven't really checked.
Okay.
Truth be told, if he dies tomorrow, I'll just get a new lead singer. I'll probably be happier.
Wow. That's kind of rough.
Yes, it is.